What is the most important thing a man can have?
Money.
Money.
Both money. All right. Yes. God, you guys are on the same page with everything.
Money. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I would just call them soulless, money-hungry zombies. They're just attention and money zombies. And once the money run out, or they don't want your attention no more because they're bored with it, they're going to destroy your life. They're going to eat you alive, figuratively speaking, like a zombie. This says, I let the hibachi chef squirt sake in my mouth, and now my boyfriend's making me walk home. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, that's gangster. The funny thing about this chick is that peace sign on her wrist. Based on the other clues you see here, do you think she brings peace to a man's life? Is that a lighter in her hand? Of course she smokes. Bull ring in her nose, tattoo in the middle of her chest, the gothic look. Please, fellas, tell me in the comment section how you would never, ever date something like this. How many more red flags do you need? When you haven't pulled out all month and she texts my period just started, I'm cramping bad. Yeah, I know, you happy, right? Do the little jig. But dudes like this are clowns. And they're the reason why there's so many unwanted children in the world and so many broken families. So yeah, I don't find this cute or funny. We gotta call out suckers like this too, not just the women.
Father doesn't have to be around. The idea that a father needs to sit around like a second mother to make a child healthy is a fallacy. In fact, I'd say it's detrimental to the child. I see all these dudes out here, they have a kid and they basically become mother number two. Everyone should look at their father like a superhero. That's what you should genuinely view him as. It's hard to be a superhero if you're home every day arguing with your wife changing diapers. That's not what a man should do.
I can't get in line with that. I think presence is very important, especially for fatherhood. And that's why I tell dads all the time, bro, like, be there for your kids.
Yeah, just going to work and bringing home a check is not being a dad to me. Coming home, putting the check on the table, and spanking them because something they did, you know, earlier in the day with mom, that's not being a father to me. And after those years where they just need mother's nurturing, like around 7 is when kids need their dad around a lot, like a lot, to teach them the lessons of life and teach them how to be a productive person and teach them how to have morals, values, principles, teach them how to hold themselves accountable. So me personally, I think it would be more important for a dad to be around more and make less money.
Dudes be feeling like, man, if I could just buy my kid these J's, I could buy my kid these clothes. Every time I come around, I give my kid some money. That's don't mean nothing, bro. Like the stuff that kids care about most is that time.
Period.
It's that time, bro. She, my daughter to this day, we took her to Costa Rica. She still brings up Costa Rica to this. She's 3 years old.
When we going back to Costa Rica, daddy?
It's the memories, bro. It's the time. She remembers flying on that plane. She remembers dragging her luggage through the airport that we let her, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what matters, bro. It's the time.
You have to stop saying that you're a bad bitch. You're just a bitch. It's not that people can't handle you. It's that they just don't like you.
But yeah, when you're getting attention from all the guys you think are sexy, it don't matter who don't like you. You could tell by how most of these women talk, all they care about is superficial validation and shallow validation. They don't care about anything with depth, anything that has substance, meaning, as long as I'm attractive, F the world. Period. They don't care if they come across dumb, as long as I'm hot. Who cares? As long as Chad want to screw me, who cares if I'm dumb? Who cares if I'm unbearable? Who cares? Chad still want to F me. That's the mentality of most modern women.
Being mean isn't a personality.
When you've been dating for 6 years and he still hasn't proposed.
Something really controversial. Maybe. The girl in that video looks pretty young, so I'm not really sure if this like really applies to her because she looks like she's like in her early 20s, and if they've been dating for 6 years, I'm assuming they were like high school sweethearts, college, whatever. But if you are 28 and above, okay, let's say 30 and above, I'll be nice. And you have been with someone for over 2.5 years and they have not proposed, nor have they talked to you about proposing. He will not propose to you. He will not propose to you.
Yeah, I would say that's a fact. But hey, don't mess up a good thing. If you got a good relationship, just go ahead and ride it out. Because if you post 30, the chances that you're going to find somebody as good as him, because apparently he must have been some type of good if you stayed with him for, you know, years, it's pretty slim. So just go ahead and ride it out with him. Is there a chance he could leave? Yeah, but there's a chance he could leave even if you get married. Or hey, it's modern times now. Why don't you propose to him and see what he say?